John Lasseter was aghast at the prospect of breaking up with Disney. "I was worried about my children, what they would do with the characters we'd created," he recalled. "It was like a dagger to my heart." When he told his top staff in the Pixar conference room, he started crying, and he did so again when he addressed the 800 or so Pixar employees gathered in the studio's atrium. "It's like you have these dear children, and you have to give them up to be adopted by convicted child molesters." Jobs came to the atrium stage next and tried to calm things down. He explained why it might be necessary to break with Disney, and he assured them that Pixar as an institution had to keep looking forward to be successful. "He has the absolute ability to make you believe," said Oren Jacob, a longtime technologist at the studio. "Suddenly, we all had the confidence that whatever happened, Pixar would flourish."